I mean, I think right now, I mean, there's just real variation. So one of the concerns I think people have is that social media limits your, in a strange way, limits your access mainly because of restrictions that are algorithmic, and the companies have a sense of what you want to see and they keep showing that to you. And I think one of the concerns that people have is that that kind of automated restriction doesn't necessarily resonate with people. Like, they don't see it. And so it becomes problematic for them because they don't know what they're not seeing. I mean, that's a fundamental problem, where what we really need is transparency from the companies to tell us how it is that they restrict that kind of information. Unlike governments, companies are not restricting information in a purposeful way. They're responding to what they think you like and what they think you want to see. And that's the hidden problem. And so it's sort of a big question that I think a lot of people at IGF are struggling with is, on the one hand, what does the research show about whether that restricts the information people have access to? And then secondly, are there things that the companies can be doing to open up access to information?
So that's the company's angle. You also say that governments are really clawing back what they see as the public space of the internet, and maybe slightly connected are the growing numbers of internet shutdowns in democratic spaces around the world. So what are your recommendations to the IGF as this multi-stakeholder forum? Mm-hmm. What about the human rights language that's being used a lot now? Everyone from Microsoft calling for a digital Geneva Convention. Yeah. How is that a reflection of how the internet itself is evolving to threats that are becoming increasingly international?
I mean, I think like the idea of a digital Geneva Convention comes from a well-meaning place, which is there needs to be global agreement on what kind of restrictions, particularly in terms of security, people should enjoy when they're online. My main concern is that actually doing the work of an international negotiation requires years of laying the groundwork and also emerging sense of what those norms should look like. And I'm not sure we're there yet, frankly. It has to be state-driven, and there's so many different issues around censorship and digital security that states are not even meeting their obligations. I'm not convinced that we're at the right moment to do that.
That really brings us back to square one. You know, the internet is just a reflection of wider society, and perhaps wider society isn't massively open in terms of the information that you have access to. So why should we expect more of the internet?
This is a good point. I mean, the internet is a reflection of society, and I think interestingly, the Human Rights Council has increasingly said, and the General Assembly said this too, that people enjoy the rights they have offline, online. Those should be the same. The problem is offline restrictions also come online. And so, I mean, I'm really deeply concerned that the trend lines are toward increasing restriction in online space. And we really need to have forums like IGF where you actually get civil society and companies and governments trying to move the discussion to a place that's much more respectful for human rights freedoms that people should enjoy.